Unit 11. Giving away billions. Reading passage.
Most billionaires work hard to build their fortunes. With the money they earn, they can buy large homes, expensive cars, and private airplanes. But even after spending millions of dollars, they still have huge amounts of money. What do they do with it? Charity has always been an option. About 100 years ago, Andrew Carnegie, the world's richest man at the time, gave away most of his money. His gifts went to thousands of libraries, schools, and other groups. Another big giver of the past century was John D. Rockefeller. He donated money to hospitals, universities, and other charities. In recent years, we've seen a new group of super givers. At the top of the list is Bill Gates. In 1994, using money from his Microsoft fortune, he set up the William and Melinda Gates Foundation. The foundation first helped U.S. libraries get connected to the Internet. Then, it turned to fighting diseases like AIDS and malaria in poor countries. From 1994 to 2007, the foundation gave away more than $13 billion. In 2006, Warren Buffett announced that he, too, was giving away most of his money. With a fortune of more than $40 billion, Buffett admired what Bill and Melinda Gates were doing. So, under Buffett's plan, 5/6 of the money that he is donating will go to the Gates Foundation. Will more of the super rich become philanthropists? There is some doubt. Every year, Forbes magazine puts out a list of the world's richest people. Some people believe that billionaires care about their place on the list. To keep a high spot, they may hold on to their money. However, with the recent donations of Gates and others, that trend may start to turn around. More wealthy people may try for a high spot on the list of super givers.